Morning, if we can get your attention.
Eddie Curtis.
Okay, councillors, you're all very welcome to this, the last of our council meetings of 2015. Do we have any apologies this evening?
Declan McAteer. Obviously some of these
Kevin McAteer, Harold McKay. Okay, any declarations of interest, councillors? Okay. Sorry, Councillor Casey, did you declare something there? The dinner was lovely. Okay, thank you, councillors. So moving on, just very briefly before we proceed into the business, I just wanted to raise a few items under chairperson's remarks. Most notably, I want to extend our council's deepest sympathies to the family of Eugene McNally. You'll all be aware that Eugene recently lost his life. He's the latest fatality on our roads here. So once again, it's with deep regret that we have to send out from this council a letter to his family in the coming days to extend our sympathies. And I'd ask Eileen that if you're happy to work with me in the coming days, Eileen, we process that. Secondly, I wanted to take the opportunity also to pay tribute to our staff. And I do so because over the last number of weeks and weekends and evenings, I've been pulled from here, there, everywhere, pillar to post, every nook and hole in a hedge I've been in it, turning on Christmas lights. So I just wanted to pay tribute to our staff for our council run events, of which there were a series of them. And I think in all of the villages, they went over extremely successfully. And then outside of that also, there were a number of community associations and groups who received funding through our voluntary contributions scheme and were able to put on their own community-based events. So I want to pay tribute to our staff, and I also want to acknowledge the contribution from those community organisations right across the district. And I know here in Downpatrick we had a fantastic event, and I was particularly pleased to see us incorporate the Scott Street area of the town into our Christmas celebrations, and I'd like to see that going forth, that be continued. So we move on to the action sheet, councillors, arising from the council meeting held on the 2nd of November 2015. And just going for it for accuracy.
Chairman, if you want to take the minutes maybe, and then come back to the action sheet, maybe the easiest way to do it for you.
Okay, so sorry, we'll go to item number 4, which is the minutes from the council meeting held on the 2nd of November, and we'll go through them, for accuracy first, and then I'll be looking for a proposer and seconder. So, page number 5. Okay, so go through them page by page then first for accuracy, councillors. So, page number 1, page number 2, page number 3, page number 4, page number 5, page number 6. Yes. Sorry, David, can you switch your mic on for me?
Okay.
Thank you.
Just to release the large screen TV, it mentions about the support from the private sector. Are we able to outline where the supports came from within the private sector, or what form that'll take? Will there be sponsorship, or how will the support be outlined?
Eddie, can you comment on that?
Yes, Chairman, just to confirm for the member, the screen was a proposal that was brought forward by the private sector as part of the revitalisation scheme for the city centre. The company involved with Destination Uri, and they have contributed £50,000 towards the overall cost. Chairman, and what the council will be getting out of it is that Destination Uri will have complete control for the management of the screen. They will look after all of the electricity, all of the internet, etc., and the council will get 6 hours free advertisement on it every single week.
Okay, councillors, so again, we're just going through the minutes here for accuracy at this stage, and then I'll take matters arising at the end. So we're on page number 6. Page number 7, page number 8, Yes, Councillor Riley.
Yeah, just on the issue, the letter from Phil Hogan, the Commissioner, regarding the notice of motion on milk prices, just to say that the measures that were adopted by the European Union to supposedly help our farmers have turned into virtually nothing. And it is a farce, Madam Chair, and I think we do need to look at this from a devolved issue within the UK rather than run to Europe all the time, because they're not going to help us. Thank you.
I appreciate that, thank you, but that would constitute a matters arising, so we're just looking for accuracy at this stage, councillors. So we're on page number 9, page number 10, page number 11, page number 12, page number 13, page number 14, page number 15. Any matters arising, councillors?
Proposer and seconder, first chairman.
Proposer and seconder for accuracy. Proposed by Councillor Craig. Seconded by Councillor Ryan. Sorry. Any matters arising? No. Okay, so back to the action sheet then, councillors. Item number 3. Can I have a proposer and seconder? Proposed by Councillor Ryan. Seconded by Councillor Craig. Thank you. Okay, on to item number 5 then, councillors. Minutes from the special council meeting held on the 23rd of November. Again, we'll go through them page by page for accuracy. Then I'm seeking a proposer and seconder for accuracy, and then we look at matters arising. So page number 1, page number 2, page number 3, page number 4. Can I have a proposer and seconder for accuracy? Proposed by Councillor Hannah. Seconded by Councillor Ryan. Thank you. Any matters arising, councillors? No? Okay. Okay, so proceeding on to item number 6, minutes of the Enterprise Regeneration and Tourism Committee meeting held on the 9th of November. Again, we'll go through them page by page for accuracy, and then I'll be seeking matters arising. So page number 1, page number 2, page number 3, page number 4, page number 5, page number 6, page number 7, page number 8, page number 9, page number 10. Can I have a proposer for accuracy? Councillor Harvey, and seconded by Councillor Kern. Thank you. Any matters arising? No? Okay, so we move on to item number 7 then, councillors. The minutes from the Strategic Policy and Resources Committee meeting held on the 12th of November. Again, for accuracy, page by page. Page number 1, page number 2, page number 3, page number 4, page number 5, page 6, page number 7, page number 8, page number 9, page number 10, page number 11, page number 12, page 13, page 14, page 15, page 16. Can I have a proposer and seconder for accuracy? Proposed by Councillor Willie Clark. Seconded by Councillor Ryan. Any matters arising, councillors?
Sure.
Councillor Casey.
Just on page 7, capital projects. When are we due to announce the beginning of phase 2 of our new leisure centre?
This is something I'd be discussing with the chief executive, but we would like to make an announcement sooner rather than later, Chairman. Yes, before Christmas.
Before Christmas, we hope. Christmas, absolutely. Okay, no further matters arising.
Just to mention, Chairman, by way of information, members I'm sure have picked it up, but item 12 on the agenda refers to the first item on that committee about the rate support grant, so we can take that at that point in time, Chairman, but just to draw the members' attention.
Okay, councillors, happy to proceed on then. Can we move to... Is there someone else looking in?
Just on the issue of the Irish language development proposals, I had indicated that I would like to note that I had concerns, but it doesn't seem to have been done.
Henry, that would be a matter of accuracy then, had that not been noted. What page are you referring to? What item is it? Yes, I see it on page number 4. Can you put your mic on for us there, Henry, please? Thank you.
Yes, Madam Chair. It's just I actually chaired that meeting, and whenever that presentation was given, I did indicate that I had concerns and I wanted those recorded. I wanted that recorded, but I don't see it.
Okay, so can someone else second that for me on that proposal then? We're happy enough. Okay, they're going to be added to that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so that concludes matters arising. We move on to item number 8 then, minutes from the Active and Healthy Communities Committee held on the 16th of November 2015. Okay, so again for accuracy, page by page, councillors. Page number 1, page number 2, page number 3, page number 4, page number 5, page number 6, page number 7. Accuracy then, a proposer and seconder, please. Proposed by Councillor Laura Devlin, seconded by Councillor Kimmins. Thank you. And any matters arising? Sorry, Councillor Mernon.
Sorry, I can't find, I'm not sure whether I'm in the right committee or not. It's just working through it that quick. I can't find the thing I'm looking for. It was with regarding the car park in Ballinahinch.
SPNR. The next one.
The next, we haven't done it yet?
No. Yeah.
Have we done that?
Yes.
My numbers, this is Active Housing Committee's number 9 on my.
I do. Chairman, I can answer any of the queries that you have, Chairman, if you'd like to.
The query is regarding the. It's option 2, I think they're proposing to adopt on it.
The Council agreed at its last meeting that the officials would meet on site, which we have done, and because there was a second interest shown on the car park, that expressions of interest would be sought from all of the businesses in and around that area. That process is being done at the moment, and a report will come back to your January meeting of the SPNR.
Okay. Can we just have noted now that there's no that any agreement we do enter in is subject to the building works being completed?
Thank you.
Thank you. Councillors, I would ask, please, that if any of you have difficulty keeping up with me, I'm not going very fast here, I don't think, this evening. I'm trying to take as much time as I can. But if any of you have difficulty, I would appreciate that you raise a concern at the time and then we can look at the particular set of minutes that you're querying. It is very difficult for me to try and manoeuvre through a paper and an iPad set of minutes, and I do have both here in front of me. And I appreciate not every one of you will have both copies, but I prefer to go through on the paper copy because it is a bit, it allows me a bit more flexibility, and obviously it's not as slow at updating. So if any of you have any concerns, just let me know and I will try and go a bit slower for you. No other matters arising then on that set of minutes, councillors? No. So moving on to item number 9 then, the minutes from the Regulatory and Technical Services Committee held on the 18th of November. Again, for accuracy, we'll go through them page by page and then come to matters arising. So page number 1, page number 2, page number 3, page number 4, page number 5, page number 6, page number 7, page number 8, page number 9, page number 10, page number 11. So for accuracy, councillors, do I have a proposer? Proposed by Councillor Hannah, seconded by Councillor Ennis. Thank you. And matters arising, Councillor O'Murray. You having difficulty there? You're not looking in? Councillor Casey, go ahead.
Yeah, and I know that committee meets again this week, and I just have to say an email has done the rounds today. The current chair of this particular committee is treating us all to a nice Christmas meal on the day of the committee out of his own pocket. A very magnanimous gesture, and he set a very high standard. And I'd like to thank Terry for that.
Thank you, Councillor Casey. Any other contributions, matters arising, councillors?
Through the chair, and
he's turned it off. Councillor Andrews.
Yes, in relation to the bus shelters, I welcome the report on the bus shelter requests, and that several bus shelters have been approved. So that's news welcomed for the areas in which they're needed.
Thank you. Okay, no further matters arising then, councillors. Okay, so moving on to item number 10. Sorry, Councillor Tinley, are you looking in?
Sorry, Chair, just before you go on to the officer reports, just want to make a quick comment on the storm that blew through the district at the weekend. Thankfully, we were relatively unscathed, but there was a substantial amount of damage done to the children's play park in Kidroney Park, the play area, when a rather large oak tree came down. So I'm just looking for an assurance from the officers that the fences will be repaired as soon as possible, and the actual swings that are beyond repair will be replaced as soon as possible.
I appreciate, Councillor Tinley, that is an important issue to be flagging up, but it's going way off agenda, and there are a number of other items that other councillors would want to raise throughout the meeting. So if there are any issues like that, I would appreciate that you come to me with them in advance of the council meeting,
Madam Chair,
we can come to some sort of arrangement.
Sorry, Chair, I realise this.
Councillor Riley, excuse me, sorry. Councillor Tinley, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. I do realise it's a long meeting tonight, but this is something that happened over the weekend unexpectedly, and it is a very popular area.
I appreciate that. You can raise it with officers, or, like I say, come to me in advance of the next meeting. Eddie, could you maybe respond to Councillor Tinley's?
No, Councillor Megley's going to speak to Jared after the meeting.
Okay. Okay. So moving on to item number 10, then, councillors. Is there someone else there? Item number 10, the Newry and Louth Memorandum of Understanding Committee. Again, we're just going through for accuracy.
Sheriff Eddie, do you want to pick up that? It's just the Narrowwater Bridge MOU issue from the.
Yes, Chairman, at a recent meeting of the Newry Mourne. At a meeting of the Newry Mourne Live, it was raised that the Narrowwater Bridge was in the fresh start, and it was recommended that both of the councils would write immediately to the Office of the First and the Deputy First, asking for a meeting urgently to discuss the future funding of this scheme, Chairman. So we're just looking for the approval just to write that letter, Chair.
Councillor Stokes. Thank you, Councillor Stokes. Is there someone else? Sorry, Lita. Fred. Sorry, Councillor Ryan.
Yeah, just in relation to that, there it was myself actually raised it at the Louth Newry meeting, and I think it went a wee bit further than that. Eddie had actually asked us to write to both the Irish government and the Assembly.
So. Thank you, Councillor Ryan. Councillor Riley.
Yes, Madam Chair, and thank you for the privilege of being allowed to actually say something in this chamber. But I would just like to point out that most people in Newry and Mourne would prefer if the Southern Relief Road was created rather than go after this fantasy notion of a bridge at Narrowwater. It's now apparently over €45 million euros. It's not going to happen, even though it's mentioned in the Fresh Start. Why bring up these sort of delusionary projects whenever they're really only political pet projects, when the area desperately needs a Southern Relief Road? That's what business wants, that's what the commerce wants, that's what the travelling public want. So we should be concentrating on that aspect and not going after pet projects. Thank you, Ma'am.
Councillor Donnelly, were you looking in? Sorry.
Just a second, Councillor Stokes, his proposal.
Councillor Rhiann. Thank you. Okay, everyone in agreement then?
Yes.
Councillor Hannah wants it, sorry.
Oh, sorry, Glenn, I can't see your light from behind you. Sorry, go ahead.
Sit down lower. Now, I would have been in agreement with Councillor Riley, actually, to be quite honest with you, because I think the Narrow Water Castle, or Narrow Water Bridge, Narrow Water Bridge, to be quite honest, is a sort of a fantasy scheme. I think the Southern Relief Road would be of more benefit to the whole area. That would be my thoughts on it as well.
Okay, so Councillor Enright, sorry, go ahead.
Chairperson, I wasn't aware that there was an either-or situation. To the best of my knowledge, it's council policy to support both.
We're going for a vote. Recommendation.
You've got a proposal to write.
We have a recommendation here from council that we write to both the Irish government and the executive. So it's being proposed and seconded by councillors. So unless there's a contrary proposal to that, then that's how we intend to proceed. Councillor Stokes, are you looking in again? Okay.
So is there
Councillor Riley, I'm having difficulty hearing you, so I doubt there are other people.
Madam Chair, I just would like to make a counter-proposal that this council ask the executive and the Irish government, if appropriate, that the Southern Relief Road be the priority scheme, and the bridge, while we have no objection to it in principle, that it should be in put in abeyance until the Southern Relief Road is completed.
I'll second that, Chairman.
Seconded by Councillor Hannah.
Direct negative, yes. Just take the first proposal.
Recorded vote, Madam Chair.
Councillors, that's a direct negative of the initial proposal, so we'll have to go to a vote, and you've asked for a recorded vote, Councillor Riley. So we'll go to a vote on the first.
Chairman, the proposal is to, as in the recommendation, is agree to forward letter to OFM, DFM regarding the future development of the Narrow Water Bridge, amended by Councillor Rowan. I think Councillor Stokes is happy enough for the amendment. We write also to the executive, southern authorities, both sides of the border.
That was. So it's a matter of accuracy.
Is Councillor Stokes happy enough to? Chairman, I think it's Councillor, you proposed the recommendation as proposed. Councillor Rowan said that the meeting discussion was, and what he was suggested the paper come forward is to write to both governments, both sides of the border, regarding the Narrow Water Bridge.
That was my understanding.
Okay, so you're
so it's
content
a matter
with
of
that.
Accuracy as opposed to.
It's just I think the recommendation is to forward a letter to OFM, DFM, and the southern government. So agreed, okay. I know, but it's.
But there were.
Yes. Okay, so then put that to the vote, Chairman.
Councillor Carr, are you looking in?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. And it's just, I have a bit of concern what we're doing now on the back of a line that we're getting into this big issue of the clash between the Narrow Water Bridge and the Southern Relief Road. They're both major projects. I think that if we want to come up with a strategy going forward to help develop either of those projects and not to harm either of those projects, then we should be having a more detailed discussion on this, if not a special meeting with the powers that be. And I really think that the news that flows out of these sort of discussions is because, as has already been said, they're two completely different projects. I know that back in the day, Nuri Moran looked at the Narrow Water Bridge as being a much-needed tourism infrastructure project, whilst the Southern Relief Road was needed given the amount of activity that there is out of Warren Point Harbour with 600 truck movements to Newry and the amount of air quality that is being damaged in Newry. I think what we're doing tonight could send out the wrong message and quite possibly damage either or both those projects. And I would ask for a bit of wise counsel. Can we not bring in the the experts on this and have a discussion so that this council can come to an opinion of what's the best way forward. Or even the possibility, as has been talked about recently, the amalgamation of both. But my fear is that what comes out of this meeting tonight could do either one or both projects damage. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Rhiann, sir.
Yeah, just in response, it was myself raised this issue at the Near Eden Dock meeting. And I have to say that my proposal was actually seconded by Councillor Declan McAteer. So all councillors from all parties from both jurisdictions were quite okay with the proposal that was going forward. It was in relation to discussions that were ongoing in the media at that particular time, which talked of potential projects that were being spoke about. One was the A5, and we thought it would be remiss of us representing this area that we wouldn't write off letters to both governments that we still supported the Narrowwater Bridge. This has nothing to do with whether we don't support a Southern Relief Road. Is very specific to the Narrowwater Bridge project. And I think the only damage being done to it, or any of the two projects, is by the speaking that's been done here tonight from the floor.
Okay, councillors, so we're going to... Sorry, Councillor Walker, are you looking in?
Yes, Chair, thank you very much. I would be a bit concerned myself in relation, I know I represent the northern end of... The council, that we're going to play one off against the other. They're both important projects. Now, I'm living at this end, so I'm not going to say which one that I think is the most important, but I know I attended a meeting in relation to the Southern Relief Road in the council offices in Newry, and it was unanimous there that we take that forward. And I think it was myself that made the proposal that we seek an urgent meeting with the new minister in relation to it. So, as far as I'm concerned, we are moving the Southern Relief Road forward in council because we are having meetings. Now, I was there to represent our party at it, totally supportive of it. But I'm not saying, and my own personal view is, I'm not saying one takes precedent over the other. Can they not move forward together? I would say it's maybe different pots of funding that is going to come for each of them. Maybe a different pot of funding that will come for Narrowwater Bridge and a different pot of funding come for the Southern Relief Road. Now, the last thing we want to do is have it in the press that, oh, we're playing one off against the other. Now, that's my own personal view in relation to it. But I know I was at the last meeting in relation to the Southern Relief Road, and it is moving forward. So it is. And we told them in no uncertain terms that it's needed. The business people were there represented it, sent it, and they have told the powers that be it's needed. And I made the proposal that we go and meet the minister in that. And maybe for maybe some of the next meetings that we could have an update as to where that is and that meeting is. Because we need a meeting and we need a meeting ASAP.
Thank you, Councillor Walker. So we put in the initial proposal.
Member, would it be useful to put then the details on the Southern Relief Road at the ERT meeting and deal with this issue here separately on the Southern Relief Road? Would members be content if we put it on the agenda and we bring up, get the update on in terms of the meeting with the Minister? Okay. Members content with that?
Happy to proceed, yeah.
Then you want to take this motion then in terms of...
Do the proposal then first. Okay, so we're putting the initial proposal to the floor then, and there's been a recorded vote asked for. So that's the recommendation, isn't it?
Well, the proposal is either need no. to, Henry needs to withdraw. Does Henry?
So, user, are you prepared or not to rescind? You want to put it to the floor? Okay. So, in that case, does the initial proposal stand as well?
No, the proposal is to write a letter to OFM, DFM, and the Southern Government regarding the future development of the Narrowwater Bridge. That's the proposal on the table at the moment. And that's the motion we're going to put to a recorded vote. Okay.
Followed by.
If this is carried, then it's carried then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so recorded vote.
Madam Chair, a bit lost here. We're saying we've no opposition to the bridge in principle. It's only a matter of priority.
Your proposal, Councillor Riley, is a direct negative of the recommendation, which was the initial proposal, and that's why the initial proposal is going to the floor.
Oh, well, fair enough, that.
Okay, Chairman, we're going to move then for the motion as proposed by Councillor Stokes, seconded by Councillor Rowan, and amended as by Councillor Stokes and Rowan. Okay. So, starting off then, just Aileen, maybe run through them.
Okay. Councillor Andrews?
For the motion.
You're voting to agree to forward a letter to OFM, DFM and the Southern Government regarding the future development of the Narrow Water Bridge. That's right, yeah. Okay.
Have you enough?
Yep. Chair, could I just ask one more mark? Following on from Councillor Walker's comments regarding the Southern Relief Road, has the request for a meeting with the Minister actually taken place? Because I know that was agreed at the meeting, and my understanding is that minute was passed at a previous full council meeting. So I would have assumed that would have been actioned by now, or should have been actioned.
I can check that, Chairman. I'm not sure at that this point in time, and that's why I'm suggesting to put the Southern Relief Road, update on the Southern Relief Road, on the agenda for ERT at next week.
I just want to say, it certainly would be a priority for me, the Southern Relief Road, but I'm certainly not opposed to Narrow Water either, but just want to get some clarification on that. Okay.
Yeah, Chairman, I've got that.
Okay, Eileen. Okay, councillors. Councillor Andrews.
Four.
Councillor Bailey.
Four.
Councillor Brown.
Four.
Councillor Burgess.
Four.
Councillor Stephen Burns.
Four, yeah.
Councillor Carr. Councillor Casey.
Four.
Councillor Patrick Clark.
Four.
Councillor Willie Clark.
Four.
Councillor Craig.
Four.
Councillor Curran.
Four.
Councillor Devlin.
Four.
Councillor Donnelly.
Four.
Councillor Doran.
Four.
Councillor Ennis.
Four.
Councillor Enright.
Four.
Councillor Fitzpatrick.
Four.
Councillor Glenn Hanna.
Yeah.
Councillor Hart.
Four.
Councillor Harvey. Councillor Hurty is absent. Councillor Highland is absent. Councillor Kimmins.
Four.
Councillor Larkin.
Four.
Councillor Loughran.
Four.
Councillor Declan McAteer is absent. Councillor Kevin McAteer is absent. Councillor McGrath.
Four.
Councillor McKee is absent. Councillor Mulgrew.
Four.
Councillor Mernon.
Four.
Councillor O'Gribben. Councillor O'Murray. Councillor Quinn. Councillor Riley. Councillor Ryan. Councillor Sharvin. Councillor Stokes. Councillor Taylor. Councillor Tinley. Councillor Walker. Four, two against and one abstention.
Okay,
councillors, so the recommendation is carried. We move on to item number 11, please. To appoint representatives to the board of Carlingford Lock Commission. Pass over to you.
Chairman, this has been on the agenda for a while again, and we sought clarification on a number of points. I suppose the information, one of the questions we were asked was, could the commissioners... Could you appoint three commissioners? But no, it must only be two commissioners. And said previously these appointments were made from the councillors who served in the Water Point Harbour Authority, which is Councillor Doran, Councillor Fitzpatrick and Councillor McKay at the moment. The council, these positions don't need to be for full term of council. They can be rotated in terms that can come up for appointment next year, or they can be for the full term of council, but that's entirely to council. So, Chairman, we need to get two representatives from preferably from the Harbour Commissioners, from Warren Point Harbour Commissioners.
OK, Okay, Councillor Graham.
Chair, our position on it would be that we would point for the full term and we would put Councillor Sean Doran forward to one of those positions.
Okay, thank you, Councillor. Can I have a seconder for that proposal? Seconded by Councillor Clark. Councillor Taylor.
Chair, we would have been happy to rotate the positions, and I would like to propose Councillor Harold McKee for the position for this coming year.
Can I have a seconder for that? Seconded by Councillor Burgess.
No other proposals?
No, that's it.
So there's only two proposals then, that's that.
No further proposals?
Sure. Could we propose Councillor Fitzpatrick for the full term?
Can I have a seconder for that? Seconded by Councillor Kern.
I think, Chairman, then we've got two proposals for two people for both terms. So I think we take the first proposal that should be.
It's obvious there's maybe an arrangement between SDLP and Sinn Féin here, but the looks of things, with the nods going over across the table. So I'm happy to propose Harold for the full term if that's going to be the way it's going to be.
Okay. Well then, Chairman, the arrangement is that you would put each members to the vote. Okay. Okay, we'll record a vote. We see news. Isn't it that you need to? So you put them through and then you exclude the.
Chairman, the arrangement will be is that you'll put each of them together in alphabetical order, and on the basis of the person that with the lowest number of votes is then excluded, and then the last two positions are filled. Okay? Happy enough, members? Okay, so. Yeah, well, I think just to keep it correct. So we're going to go through a recorded vote in terms for Councillor. Vote for one person, yeah. So we'll reduce, we'll call out each councillor and ask you to make a vote for one person, and then we'll total it up at the end of it. No, because it's a representative on it. You can vote, yeah.
Councillor Carr, sorry, are you looking in?
Yeah, Chair, I think the proposal now that we have three individuals for two positions,
yeah,
and we're going to be asked to vote for one. I don't think that's right. You vote two. You call out two names. Why do we not get a slip of paper circulated? Take 2 minutes and take them back.
Councillor Riley's asked for a recorded vote.
Well, you can record the result. Yeah.
And then the
two top people. Right, Chairman, we need to get some sort of agreement. The normal way is that you would call out the name and each councillor would vote for one councillor and then the highest number of votes, or you could get each councillor to vote for two, call out two names. It's tied up to yourselves.
I would say that's not normal practice. This is different to normal. Normal practice was you'd put two names in a bit of paper.
Well, Chairman, there's several ways to do it. If you look, the recommendation would be is that you actually do it and you exclude the lowest numbers. On a recorded vote, you can't have a piece of paper and a recorded vote.
Councillor Walker.
Chair, just on that, the way the Chief Executive suggests, and we know what the outcome's going to be, because the SDLP will vote for theirs, Sinn Féin will vote for theirs, and unionists say, who's in the minority, if we vote for Councillor McKee, you know, why have the vote in the first place?
There's a number of independent councillors and councillors from other party groupings here represented as well, Councillor Walker.
Chairman, we need to get agreement on a form of voting. So
Chairman,
I ask members to agree on the form of voting and then we'll take it forward on that basis.
Councillor Ryan,
Chairman, I was going to propose that each councillor is asked their preferred person and they vote once on one person. And then the two top men obviously go through.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Is everyone in agreement on that?
Seconded. Is everyone in agreement? And if you're not in agreement, do you have a counter proposal?
Where every councillor, Councillor Wan proposed that every councillor will have one vote for one person. So they will go down through it, like a recorded vote. So first councillor A will name one councillor and will count up the votes of the, and the top two
Chair,
persons
I would, Chair, I have to say I'm very disappointed at the way this has panned out, because we could have had a cross-community basis here where all parties were given the opportunity to serve on this board, but that's obviously not going to be the case. But I would propose that we be given the opportunity to submit two names.
Okay, is there a seconder for that proposal?
Yeah.
Seconded by Councillor Burgess.
Okay, well then, Timmy, Councillor Rowan's motion.
Motion to a vote.
Chairman, just to say.
Councillors, please, can I get some attention, please? Go ahead.
Proposal by Councillor Rowan is that the councillors will call out one name and they will be counted up, and the two councillors receiving the most votes will become the nominations of the Harbour Commissioner. That's the proposal. We'll put that to the floor because Councillor Taylor is suggesting two, and that's the opposite. So if it's called it, then it'll go that way there. Okay?
Okay. Councillor Sharvin, you're talking to me and half the councillors in the room probably can't hear you because you're not using your lighting system. So if you're putting a comment through the chair, there's a lighting system to use, so use it. I can hear you, yes, but other councillors can't, so it's not a comment through the chair. Right, go ahead with that vote.
Chairman, just to remind me, I know it's pedantic. The problem is that all meetings statutorily have to be taped, so we need the microphones on for all hearings, just in terms of it, just to remind members out there. So Chairman, we're putting the first proposal is that each councillor will have one vote for one member. Okay, are we agreed?
Put that to the vote.
All in favour of that?
Well, there's a direct opposite to that, so it doesn't matter.
You need to.
If this falls, then the opposite prevails. Did he not ask for a recorded vote?
No, not for this.
Sorry, just to clarify, because are the SDLP gripping or this side of the chamber? Are you unaware what you are voting on? Or because some of you are looking at me asking questions.
Chair, sorry, I'll update you. It's democracy that we operate on, so we have to discuss and decide amongst ourselves what we're doing. We can't do that by subliminal methods. We have to talk. Maybe we should take a recess here to discuss the procedure so that we can decide how we're going to do it, because it is very difficult whenever there's 12 or 13 of you to try and get an opinion whenever there's things happening in front of us. So I haven't had a chance to speak to all of the members of our group about the vote that we're presently taking.
So what is your proposal then, Councillor McGrath?
I don't know, because I don't know the vote that you're taking. Because
I've just had a seconder from behind you, Councillor Andrews, seconding the proposal that you haven't put.
Exactly. That's why it's important we have discussions about it rather than doing it otherwise. So
I'd like to second the proposal that we have a recess for 15 minutes until we come back.
You need to make up with me. We've got a motion on the table. They've got a motion on the table. You're taking a motion. And the motion is...
Councillors, if I can get some order again, please, and if you can all return to your seats, Councillor Burns and Councillor Rhiann. The proposal is, and it was proposed by Councillor Rhiann, seconded by Councillor Burns, so the proposal stands, and it will go to a vote. Now, the proposal is that one person... Each councillor will have one vote and one person, and then at the end, the two councillors with the two most votes will be the two reps picked. Now, the contrary proposal from Councillor McKee, seconded by Councillor Burgess, is that you would have two votes. So we're voting first on the proposal by Councillor Rhiann, and if it succeeds, then it succeeds, and if not, then we go back to Councillor McKee's proposal. So we're now voting on that proposal. Taylor, sorry. I apologise, David, it's not personal. Right, so we're going to that vote.
Okay, put that vote.
Go ahead.
Yeah. All in favour.
Okay, all in favour of the proposal Rhiann. From Councillor Rhiann.
One.
Two.
14-4. And against?
Okay, and against, councillors?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And abstentions?
And abstentions.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right. So it's carried.
So the proposal is carried.
So we're going to a recorded vote now.
So we're going for a recorded vote, and each councillor will be asked to nominate one councillor each. Okay, so recorded vote, councillors.
Councillor Andrews. Councillor Terry Andrews.
Councillors, please, attention.
There's a bit of a hubbub here. It gives me great pleasure in proposing Gillian Fitzpatrick as nomination for our grouping. For
Councillor Bailey.
Councillor Doran.
Councillor Brown. Councillor Burgess. Councillor Burns. Councillor Carr. Councillor Casey. Councillor Clark Patrick. Councillor McKay. Councillor Willie Clark. Councillor Craig. Councillor Curran. Councillor Devlin. Councillor Donnelly. Councillor Sean Dorn. Councillor Ennis. Councillor Enright. Councillor Fitzpatrick.
They could give himself a word.
Councillor Hannah. Councillor Hart. Councillor Harvey. Councillor Hurtie, absent. Councillor Highland, absent. Councillor Kimmins. Councillor Larkin. Councillor Loughran. Councillor Declan McAteer is absent. Councillor Kevin McAteer, absent. Councillor McGrath. Councillor McKee. Absent. Councillor Mulgrew. Councillor Mernon. Councillor O'Gribben. Councillor O'Murray. Councillor Quinn. Councillor Riley. Councillor Ruan. Councillor Sharvin. Councillor Stokes. Councillor Taylor. Councillor Tinley. Councillor Walker.
Okay, councillors, so we have 13 votes for Councillor Doran, 13 votes for Councillor Fitzpatrick and 10 for Councillor McKee. On that basis, Councillor Doran and Councillor Fitzpatrick, are nominated as the reps
For the term of the council.
For the full term of the council. Okay, councillors, moving on to item number 12 then, the rates support grant delegation. Can I please ask for some decorum? Passing over to you, Liam.
Chairman, this is in reference to, again, was raised at the Special Policy and Resources. Subsequent to that, there, the minutes of the meeting have been prepared with the Minister regarding the rate support grant. And following on from that, there, as was agreed at the meeting, a cross-party all-council motion was proposed by Derry and Strabane Council for tabling at each of the councils. And it's asking that the Northern Ireland Executive commits to ring funds ring fencing a minimum sum of $18.325 million within the executive's budget for 2016-2017 onwards from the purpose of the community and necessary related departments, and undertake in the same year a detailed study as part of a wider review of rates co-designed with local government to determine the real level of future need required to ensure that those councils with proven socio-economic need can maintain parity of service provision with those with a stronger rate space. And this motion has been put to all seven councils involved in the delegation.
Chair, can I just speak on that very briefly?
Sorry, go ahead, Councillor Kern.
Councillor Casey, myself, and Councillor Craig did it along with the officer, did attend that meeting up in Derry. And can I underline here now the importance of that meeting was in relation to the support grant? And as the Chief Executive has read out there, what the Minister said when we did ask him, because we wanted to secure this $18.32 million in regard to support for the grant, he said, turned round and told us, sorry, I cannot give you that commitment. He says, but what I would ask you to do here and your own councils, to get your own councils to write to the executive to put forward your case. If not so, they have got the power to do this. What I'd underline here would be, if we don't do this and carry out the instructions that was given to us there, this grant could be taken away from us, and next year or the following year, then the ratepayer would have to subsidise that grant. So all I'm just saying here, my colleagues were there, and they all just supported it. So I'm asking now that this council goes on the recommendation that's proposed here tonight, and I'd be proposing that recommendation to go forward.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Kerr.
Could I second that? And could I just concur with Councillor Curran that we certainly as a council, and there's seven councils with socio-economic difficulties, and we can't afford any further cuts. And in fact, we should be getting the support grants ring-fenced, Chair. And now I agree that it's not a decision by the Minister on his own, Minister Durkin. But although I must say, Chair, I'm slightly disappointed that the Minister, when we were at the meeting, it was put to the Minister that he'd come back to us in 3 weeks with a response. Now, he himself actually volunteered to come back in 2 weeks. So, as far as I understand it, we still don't have a response. Now, I know he hasn't the final budgetary decision because I know that's the executive. But there are other points. For instance, the review of the rate support grant and the formula for calculating that, which he determined that he would look at. Now, he hasn't responded on those items, and those are important building blocks to it as well. So we really do need to push for a response from the Minister through whatever means we can, I don't know. But I'd certainly ask for that, but I would also support councillors second his proposal that we adopt the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Craig. Okay, so we have a proposer and a seconder, so we're happy to proceed on that basis then. Everyone else in agreement? Okay, so on to item number 13 then, councillors. Proposed review of planning.
Chairman, when the council established its planning committee about this time last year in terms of the mechanisms how the planning committee would work, the council agreed that it would, once the planning committee had been up and operational, that they would undertake a review of the workings of the planning committee in terms of the governance arrangements, which included a number of elements in terms of how the briefing panel worked, how speaking rights and a number of other items. Also conscious that the concern the council has expressed with the department in terms of transfer of functions, in terms of the lack of resources and gaps in resources, and also the backlog received from planning is only becoming aware to council. So on the basis of this here, I have provided a commentary to members, but also asked that we actually begin the review of the planning service to look at the operation of the briefing panel, the level of delegated authority currently within terms, i.e. the planning manager is only that can sign off planning decisions, how the planning committee operating protocol works, speaking rights of planning committees, the prioritisation for planning decisions, which is priorities on the basis of economic need, and also in terms of disability, are the only two that get priority at this point in time.
the sign-off on issue of planning decisions and performance reporting to the Planning Committee, and also identifying training and capacity building for both for members of the Planning Committee, other councillors and indeed staff operating the planning. What we're suggesting is, because planning crosses a number of committees, for example, the Planning Committee itself, of course, makes the decisions regarding planning, so therefore it's intrinsically involved, but also the Special Policy and Resources Committee has responsibility for the governance of Council, so any changes to schemes of delegation, any changes to protocols and standing orders is the responsibility of the Special Policy and Resources Committee, and the Regular and Technical Services Committee is responsible for managing and monitoring performance of all the regulatory services within the Council. So the suggestion was that the chairs and vice chairs of them three committees, plus the director's responsibility and the director for strategic planning and performance, the area planning manager and a change manager, and that we bring in an outside expert who has experience of planning and look at the standards of planning, we brought together with the idea of reporting back to the committee on March 2016. We may, in order to expedite some of the planning decisions, take steps intermediately if we can feel we can speed up the process, but we will want to conclude the whole work by March 2016. In order to purchase the expert, we will be looking for a budget of roughly about £6,000 put aside. If it costs any more than that, they will come back to the Council on that. So, Chairman, that's my recommendation to Council.
Okay, Councillor Tinley.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, prior to April the 1st, there was an expectation and perception among the public that the planning process would become much more streamlined and efficient. And those aims should remain the goals of us all. However, having been hit by the perfect storm of lack of resources, understaffing and a high number of applications, it was always going to be difficult to satisfy those public expectations in such a short period. Whilst the directors and the officers are facing criticism over the workings of the planning system, there is no doubt about it that it is the councillors that are bearing the brunt of the ire of applicants and agents, who more often than not are also constituents. So I'm always delighted that the good news is that only 8 months into the changeover, and it has been a fairly seismic change for both planning and local government, everyone does recognise there are problems with our planning operation, and we all hope that this review will identify the problems and ultimately improve the workings of the department. So, without knowing the full extent of the independent expert's remit, I believe it is crucial that the review receives submissions from agents and indeed officers who are dealing with the day-to-day realities of the current system. Should those assurances be given, I am happy, Chair, to propose that the recommendations be accepted and we initiate the setting up of the task force to carry out a review early in 2016. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Tinley. Councillor Quinn.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I have attended several of NILGA meetings, the last one being focused on planning. And the problems that Newry and Mourne are having with planning are not unique to Newry and Mourne. A number of councils seem to be having the same type of issues, repeating over and over again. So NILGA have now taken on a piece of work where they are going to identify appropriate training for all councils going forward, and hopefully they will be bringing a paper and a proposal to all councils within the very near future. So perhaps in advance of that, we can make another contact with NILGA and just see where they're at with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Quinn. Sorry, councillors, I'm having Councillor Riley.
Yes, Madam Chair. I'm glad to hear from the Chairman of the Planning Committee that these issues are being given serious consideration, because the impact that the delay in obtaining planning is having on commerce in the area is just unbelievable. Like, there are people moving to the south because they can get planning permission much quicker, apparently, and that's not what we're here, what we're meant to be about. So the issue of speaking rights, third party speaking rights, must be addressed, because apparently, allegedly, we're the only council in Northern Ireland that doesn't allow it. And, that creates suspicion and a concern. And I also believe, Madam Chair, the fact that we've given half of our experienced trained officers over to the new area plan, I think that was the wrong decision to make, and we should review that and bring those people back and even put that out to private consultants to do, because we need to get this sorted out urgently. There's no question or doubt about that. The number of people are complaining day in, day out, and just cannot believe how long it's taken now to get a planning application processed. We have to do something. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Riley. Councillor Marnon.
Yes, Chair, thank you. I welcome this report as well. As the Chair of Planning might recall, that 2 months ago I asked for this to happen, and it didn't get support then. If we get an amendment to the proposal, maybe, that we could include the members of the briefing panel on the task force and allow the committee chairs and vice chairs that have been invited on to appoint nominees. So we can take that as an amendment. Please.
Are you proposing that amendment? Yes.
Yes, please.
Have we got a seconder? Seconded by Councillor Devlin.
Okay.
Everyone in agreement?
Yes, fine.
Yeah. Councillor Clark.
Thanks, Chair. I don't disagree with it, but most members have said. I would challenge in regards to the speaker's rights. That's not causing the backlog in applications. And I think it's when we set up the planning committee, we always agreed that we would look at that, about the speaking rights. But there hasn't been a groundswell of opinion in regards to that. I haven't been lobbied on it in any sort of serious way. But that'll be part of the review. I think the biggest issue that we face is the backlog of the legacy issues or the legacy planning applications. Some of them in the system, for 3-4 years. They're the type of applications that we need to get out of the system. And we need to look at, need to look at a mechanism that allows that to happen. And councillors are to blame for a lot of this backlog as well, as long as MLAs, MPs, and even ministers who have caused the backlog as well. So that has to be part of any sort of review as well, of how the mechanism has allowed the stalling of the process. We inherited a lot of these applications, and it should have been dealt with the AOE headquarters. All of these legacy applications should have been taken out of the system because it was unfair to cut the resources of the council in regards to planning officers and then expect us to deliver better outcomes. It was an impossible situation that the council found themselves in. And I would pay tribute to the council planning staff who are trying their best to get through the planning applications. But as I say, another problem is in regards to agents who aren't putting the correct information in planning applications. And it's left to officers then to go and waste considerable time trying to get the information, writing to tell agents and trying to get that detail, and them not responding until there's a decision has been made by the planning officer. So, there's a number of reasons why the backlog's there, and I think the main issue people want resolved, they want quick turnaround in regards to their planning applications. But as I say, that cannot be achieved unless we address the legacy planning applications. As I said, there's a considerable amount in it. And I think it's unfair for planning officers to have to dedicate a lot of time to them legacy applications, where a lot of them, a decision is made and it's not going to be changed. So councillors, MLAs, MPs, ministers need to get real about that. That if they're wasting officers' time, then that has to end. So happy with the review, as I said, it was always part of the process. This was it was a learning curve for everybody involved. So I think it's an appropriate time to have that review and get a bit of expertise into streamlining the application. So I'd second the proposal.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. Councillor Carr.
Thank you, Chair. I'm just looking at the list that would comprise the task force. And with respect, you just feel that it's all internal. It's like we're going to take a look at ourselves. When really, I wonder about the customer, how, what does the customer think? What do the agents think? What do the contractors and the applicants think? And whilst I welcome an independent outside person with significant planning experience, I'm not sure who that person or what type of person that is. Is that somebody from another planning department in another council? I think that if we're going to do it and do it critical and really be aware of the issues that are facing the planning, then we need to go and talk to our customers out there who are the agents and the applicants, and we need to find out exactly the effects, as have been mentioned along the way, the effects that that's having on the outside world.
I think, Chairman, there's always been, Councillor Tinley made the same point again about consulting with agents and architects. I think, yes, we need to get the views of agents and architects and not there, but I think this is us looking at our system. I think we need to do a level of consultation, but I think that the independent expert would be somebody who has planning advice, who has run, you know, has been connected in terms of quality assurance, good planning systems, implemented changes in good planning systems, so knows what he's talking about, and also has a knowledge of the planning system in Northern Ireland as it transferred. That's the sort of person we're looking for. And again, I'm drawing a spec on that basis and hope to be able to appoint somebody that will have that level of experience. But yes, to answer your question, yes, it's always our intention to consult with agents and applicants and you know, indeed MLAs and MPs if they want to make a contribution to that.
Councillor Devlin.
Thank you, Chair. I appreciate that the list of topics that have been named there probably isn't exhaustive, but could we ask that the pre-application inquiry issue be included in that list? I mean, it was something whenever we went to Fife and to Camden that was used and used pretty well, so maybe that could be added for possible discussion.
That's not an issue. I suppose the issue at this point in time is to introduce pre-application discussion in our currently pressed system. So we've never really, it was always our intention to move to that. The problem is we've never really got on to 11 playing field where you had the stuff cleared out and you were dealing with applications which were rolling through. So, yeah, but we can certainly pick that up and quickly we can do that.
Councillor Quinn.
Sorry, Chair, for the comment a second time, but maybe I wasn't clear the last time. Could I this time make it a full proposal that we write to NILGA to find out where they're at when all the other councils are doing planning reviews? Why should we try and reinvent the wheel? Why should we not tie into what they're already doing? And just for my own point, could we also have a report on the number of planning applications that have already been passed but still not been issued? Because I am getting contacted day and daily by people. And when I contact, yes, it has been passed, but no letter has been issued to the clients. What is wrong if a planning application has already passed and it's taken 2 or 3 months to get a letter out to the clients?
Chairman, we can get that information from you. In terms of the issue of NILGA, each council has specific needs. For example, the needs of Belfast are totally different to the needs of this area. While I appreciate NILGA can get the information, also NILGA has no operational responsibility, has no operational knowledge, so they can gather the information, but really this is something that Nurien Mooran Down has to deal with itself. We are totally unique in terms of number of our councils. We had over 230 applications over 12 months old. If you look at somewhere like Armagh, Banbridge, Craigavon, had 40 applications over 12 months old. So it's totally unique. We need to carry out this review ourselves. We can certainly participate, provide information for NILGA, but I think it's the responsibility of this council to sort out its own planning problems.
Everyone in agreement then? We proceed on? Okay, moving on to item number 14 then, the Strangford Ferry Timetable Consultation Research Report. Is Heather with us? Sorry, go ahead.
Could I beg your indulgence for 1 second? Whenever the chief officer of Donegal County Council was down here, I asked him about planning issues, how they process their planning applications, and he said he was going to send me down detailed papers on how they do it, and one issue was specifically in wind turbines and that, but I would like to see how they do their planning. Is it possible, Liam, to get that off him?
Chairman, how they deal with planning in the south is totally different than the north.
I know
it's an executive function, so councillors have no role in terms of making planning decisions. The councillors decide on the area plan, and once they decide the area plan, then the officers make the decisions on the basis of that. I know members are giving me dirty looks here, but it certainly is nothing. So in terms of getting the information in terms of wind turbines, I'd contact the chief executive of it to get follow up on that information for Councillor Riley. I'll talk to you afterwards and get follow up onto it.
Thank you.
Okay, councillor. So on to item number 14 then. Is Heather with us?
No, Chairman, she's not.
Eddie
can pick it up. Yeah.
Chairman, this is regarding the report on the survey that was done along the Sanctuary Loch Ferry service. Chairman, as you know, it was agreed that community planning would take this, and we run it for a number of days. Chairman, the report there is in front of you. As you can see, the majority of those who were surveyed used the ferry for business, etc. Chairman, and 88.3% agreed with the introduction of the earlier survey. There was a mixed opinion about the dropping of the last two sailings. 57.4% disagreed with this proposal. So, Chairman, what we're basically looking for is approval of the response to be submitted to the Transport NI by the 11th of December. And that is the deadline, Chairman. That was extended by the DRD at the request of the Mayor and the Council, Chairman. So we're asking you just to accept the report, Chairman, and allow us to send a reply back along the details of the survey.
And I'd like to propose the recommendation within the report. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Councillor Sharvin. The only thing I would like to add, perhaps, Eddie, if we could pick it up with Heather. I did speak to her onto it today. But initially, whenever I spoke about this a number of weeks ago, I asked within the proposal that we also write to Ards and North Down Council and seek their support for our final recommendation. So I don't see it included within the final report, so if we could ask her to pick up on that.
It was in the original report, Chairman, so
I don't think it's necessary. Okay, thank you. Okay. You happy enough? Okay, moving on then, councillors, item number 15.
14A,
sorry, 14A. Retention and disposal schedule. Eddie, can you pick up on that one?
Chairman, the Act, Chairman, the Council are required to develop a retention and disposal schedule under the Disposal of Documents Order 1925. This needs to be submitted for approval to the DECAL Minister as the Keeper of the Records and laid before the Assembly. Chairman, the recommendation is that Newry Morning Down Council's retention and disposal schedule for submission to Prony is accepted, Chairman. So, Chairman, this is in line with what all of the councils will need to do over the next number of years, Chairman.
So
just asking for the approval, Chairman,
for that
to happen.
Okay, councillors, do I have a proposer and seconder? Okay. Proposed by Councillor Sean Dorn, seconded by Councillor Stokes. Thank you. Okay, on to item number 15, councillors. Consider the appointments of the NILGA Planning and Regeneration Working Group and Community Planning Working Group. Is that yourself, Liam, or Eddie?
Chairman, NILGA has asked for two representatives from the council on these.
One on each group.
One on each group, yeah.
So you've...
Chair, can we propose Councillor Fitzpatrick for the community planning one?
Can I have a seconder for that? Seconded by Councillor Andrews, thank you.
Any other nominations?
Any other nominations for the other group or... stick that on repeat that. Go ahead.
Our party will come back on a nomination for the other post.
For the other planning post, okay.
Any further nominations? Then. Sorry, a seconder for Councillor. Any further nominations?
No, okay.
No?
All right.
Okay, proceeding on then, councillors. On to item number 16. He's happy to proceed there at the back? Yeah? He's happy to proceed on to number 16? Yeah? Some of them are looking at me. Okay, councillors, correspondence from Post Office then regarding changes to Post Office services in Altnamachan, Crossgar, Ardglass and Killaloe. For noting purposes, really, councillors, but anyone, any specifics to Mr. Andrew?
Thank you very much, Chair. I'll just be brief. I'd like to welcome the news that post office counters are renewing their commitments to providing a post office service in these communities. And as such, I do encourage people to avail of the consultation period and let post office counters know of their feelings on the matter. But the news should be welcomed that these services are being maintained.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. Councillor Walker.
Thanks, Chairman. And likewise, and in relation to the Crossgar and Killewins, I do believe by post office counters moving and relocating to where they're going safeguards our rural post offices, so they do, because a lot of them are under pressure in the premises that they are. And I think by moving into large supermarkets like that, it secures their future. And the opening hours, you're going to have a 7-day-a-week post office opening from 6 in the morning to 11 o'clock at night, and that has to be welcome too.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Walker. Councillor Kern.
Chair, I wouldn't like to leave our glass. It's the only one that hasn't been mentioned here, you know what I mean? But I do support this, the whole change in the post office, because if you take a place like our glass, we used to have the Ulster Bank there. Unfortunately, they're not there longer. And the post office now can do banking facilities, which is another service that's really needed in the area.
Yeah.
So I welcome the whole thing.
Absolutely. Thank you, Councillor Kern. Okay. Happy to note then and proceed on to item number 17, councillors. Correspondence from DRD Transport MI about the proposed A24 Ballinahinch bypass. Liam?
Okay, Chairman, just to say that the draft Western Order environmental statement were published for consultation in March 2015, and there's a public inquiry to be held in the Millbrook Lodge Hotel starting at 10 o'clock on the 26th. So 26th of January, Chairman.
Okay, councillors, any comments? Again, just for noting. Okay, so we're proceeding then on to item number 18. It's a letter from the Home Office regarding our request for Syrian resettlement space in Ballykindler Camp. Liam, do you want to pick up?
Just, Chairman, it's just for noting. It's just an action arising out of the council meeting in response to it.
Okay, any comments, councillors? No, happy to proceed on. Item number 19.
Item number 19, Chairman, is a DRD, Transport NI, regarding a personal injury collision at Bulls Hill Road, Newry. The information is there, Chairman, upon receipt. PSNI can do further analysis.
Okay, Councillor Kimmon.
Sure, just on that, and it's nobody's fault here. It actually goes back to Transport NI. When I originally brought this up on 26th of August with Simon Richardson, I never mentioned anything about personal injury at all. So to me, their response is doesn't even answer the question. The original question was about the road itself, in that it's being used as a two-way road when it's really not fit for it. When I spoke that night at the meeting, Simon was to go away and look at, because there had previously been a site meeting and nothing's ever been done, where I'd organised a meeting with local elected reps. We had somebody from Road Service there, we had the PSNI there and different agencies responsible, and I'd asked them to go and look at that. But I suppose maybe at the last meeting when I raised it again, it wasn't clear what the original request was, so maybe I should have made it clear. But if we could go back to them and say, look, it's not about... There wouldn't have been any personal injuries. It was more cars coming into contact with each other, getting stuck in the ditch, things like that, because they're not doing anything about it. And it's problems for the residents there as well, who are actually living right on the hill and can't even reverse out of their own drives without the risk of a collision, let alone a pedestrian. You know, it's used regularly by school children, etc. So if we could possibly go back to them, and apologies for causing any extra work, but just it is a very, very important issue, and they obviously haven't taken any heed of what the original request was.
Okay, can I have a seconder for that proposal? Seconded by Councillor Ennis. Okay, happy to proceed on then to item 20, councillors. Liam?
Chairman, 20 is an annual report from the Northern Ireland Social Care. That counts. Just for information.
Okay, just for noting then, unless anyone has any comments to make. No. Okay, and on to item number 20A, then, the APSE seminar.
Yeah, the APSE seminar, Chairman, is... I know that, again, she'll be coming to ERT, but again, ERT's next week, so I suppose bringing it to councillor. There's no charge for councillors to go to this other expenses. I know that we're getting, I think Marie's arranging from one of the officers to go, Jonathan, perhaps to go to it, so... Just in terms of, in case any member wants to go, maybe we can get a note of it, Chairman, just for agreement.
Councillor Craig.
Chair, I would be interested in going to that one myself.
Okay.
Happy enough for Councillor Craig.
Anyone else? Is everyone happy for Councillor Craig?
Councillor Andrews.
Councillor Andrews. How many places
no,
are there?
It's free, Chairman. Just, yeah. Okay.
Okay,
just
so Councillor Andrews Craig and Councillor Craig.
Okay.
Okay, so consultation documents, councillors, on to item number 21, consultation, the NI Local Government Code of Conduct.
Again, Chairman, again, looking for responses, conscious that, again, this is maybe an issue for councillors. I know that Neil Gilmshire, the NAC, and again, I know we had a conversation at party reps. I think the view was to leave it to councillors and to individual parties to make comment on this. So again, just bring it to your attention that if you want to make a submission or if you want to be available for one of the information gathering sessions, again, just you need to follow up on it, Chairman.
Okay, happy to proceed on then, councillors. Item number 22, report on access to justice review.
Yeah, sure, I'm just getting through here. Chairman, again, it's a consultation document, Chairman. Again, if members want to make any comment on it?
No, happy to proceed on. Okay, on to item number 23 then, the public consultation on the penalty fares order. Any comments on that? No. On to item number 24 then, the consultation on the establishment of a HEMS for the north of Ireland. Any comments on that? I know we've discussed it previously, so Councillor Riley.
Yes, Madam Chair. As you know, Councillor Hannah and myself made that proposal and the Council did accept it, that you know there's a need for it in this area. But I'm very disappointed that the Health Department, they're going to Enniskillen, Londonderry, Ballymena and Belfast. And surely to goodness, there should be a consultation in the south of Northern Ireland. I would have thought, I know you're not going to get it in Kilkeel, but I would have thought Newry should have been a venue for a consultation. Because there are a lot of interested people in this who would attend. And given the very unique industries, the fishing industry and the mountains that we have in Mourne and whatever, I think that there should have been a consultation down our way. Thank you.
Is that a proposal then that we write to the Health Department?
I would make that a proposal, Madam Chair.
And I'm happy to second that.
Well, I was going to second it there, Chair, so I was quite honest with you there. Us in the South East, we don't want to be forgot about. If we don't get ourselves in there, we will be forgot about. Thanks.
Yeah, I think the point's well made, Councillor Riley, that we live in a border region, and absolutely I'd be happy to second that proposal on that basis. So I don't think we should have been omitted in the first instance. So if we can make arrangements then for a letter to go to the Health Department seeking for consultation in Newry or the wider Newry, Mourne, South Armagh area. Okay, so we do have a number of items for in committee, and I'm just conscious here that we have press with us, so I don't want to ask them to leave to have to come back again for the notice of motion. So if everyone is in agreement, I'm going to proceed to item number 27, the sealing of documents now, and then to item number 28, and then we'll refer back to the in committee business. Okay, so proceeding on to item 27, the sealing of documents.
Chairman, we've got is the client support agreement with Rock Merchant Limited, the assisted care purchase scheme for environmental health officer, a loan agreement for elected member training, an arts centre cafe licence, and Newry Cathedral Quarter Public Realm scheme. So if I can get a proposal in sector for sealing them documents, Chairman.
Proposed by Councillor Hannah. Can I have a seconder? Proposed, or seconded, sorry, by Councillor Craig. Thank you. Okay, so on to item number 28. Now, I had a discussion with Councillor Andrews before the meeting, and we have agreed to rescind the motion on the basis that obviously circumstances have changed since it was placed. But, Councillor Andrews, have you a comment to make?
Thank you very much for your indulgence, Chair. And more or less, since the original motion was tabled in connection with the Oak Ridge Care Home in Ballinahinch and the news that was to be closed, positive developments and good news for the 58 residents and 74 staff members was announced towards the end of last week that new owners would be taking over the running of Oak Ridge. As a Rowallan councillor, I met with residents, their families and staff and assured them of my total and unequivocal support. And the same applied with other elected representatives for my constituency. This news is to be welcomed. It is the best Christmas present ever for the residents, all of whom fondly call Oak Ridge home, and to staff, many years of dedicated service to those in their care. These qualities just show how much this wonderful facility excels on all fronts. Congratulations to all concerned in securing the long-term future of Oak Ridge. In the run-up to Christmas and at the start of the new year, we as a council pledge to the citizens of our district our undivided determination in maintaining and securing much needed services for our people and making our voice heard where it matters at the heart of the decision makers. And again, to Oak Ridge, well done.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. Councillor Riley.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry for coming in again, but just on the back of what Councillor Andrews has said, I agree entirely. And that has been the core of my argument on the sleeve row house in Kilkeel, that the Southern or the Health Trust should not put all their eggs in the commercial basket, because they can up and away on a commercial whim if it's not paying. And that's why it's so, so vitally important that facilities like Sleeve Row are retained. And I'm glad that the Minister has taken cognizance of that, and I hope that Sleeve Row can now be enhanced and developed as a facility within the Mourns area. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Riley. Okay. So we are going to proceed on to item number 25 and 26 then. So
item 25 and 26 items are deemed to be restricted by virtue of paragraph 5 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act. Information to claim to legal professional privilege in maintaining legal proceedings, and also then in regard to staff HR issues. Chairman, could a proposer and seconder then to deal with that? Councillor Mornin proposed.
Seconded by Councillor Clark. Sorry, right. Councillor Patrick Clark.
In relation to the Hamill right-of-way case, to agree to the settlement proposed, and in relation to the report on special on the voluntary severance scheme, the council agreed to the six members of staff at a saving of 400,000. Chairman, to the council.
Okay, thank you, councillors. Good night.